Took the he has his email, and he puts Solnik. He says, I'm going back. But anyway, a fly is buzzing in the room. Zzz. On the wall, there's a picture of Van Gogh, of a field. And the fly sees the picture, and he lands on the picture. In front of him, what does he see? It's a paint, green paint, whatever. I can make it. And he doesn't see what it is. It's just a piece of paint. He goes back, he flies again. What does he see? Picture. Makes sense. We actually flew through the four parshiyot. Rabbi Maevsky was speaking about them. There's a lot to say about that. I saw one thing here. Yosef was called Baal HaChalomot. What does it mean? What's a Baal HaChalomot? Who calls it? The brother said to him, Hinei Baal HaChalomot Hazeh Ba. What's a Baal Tfila? Somebody who dances nicely. What's a Baal Tkiya? Somebody who knows how to blow the shofar. It's Baal Tkiya. Baal HaChalomot? He knows how to dream? No. He owns the Chalomot. He had two Chalomot, okay? And he saw that those Chalomot are not just a dream, like that, I got a dream, you know. I'm not going to mention who. But he really means it. A chalom hazeh, I am going to leave this chalom from the beginning to the end. And he says, this is it. This is my chalom. I'm going to, whatever happened to me. It says, kama alumati v'gam nitzava. Kama means I'm going to fall. So they put him in the pit. He says, oops, the chalom starts. I'm going to get up from there. Got up. They put him on a camel. Becomes a slave. He falls again. He falls. He was in prison. What happened after that? V'gam nitzava. Mas v'gam nitzava? Kama v'gam nitzava. I saw something that's happening to me. And Achalom Hasheni, what's the second dream? Hashemesh v'ayareach v'achad asar kochavim mishtachavim li. I didn't do anything. Suddenly I'm standing there and everybody's bowing to me. I don't do anything because somebody pulls the strings from the top. Somebody pulls the string. Who is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ooh, he does that. So, Hine kama alumati vegam nitzava. I'm going to... Paro called me. But in between, he sees that every detail of the Chalomot come true. Every single one. And when he sees that, and he realizes that this is not a chalom, this is a nevuah. It's kind of nevuah. Before the prophets, like Hashem spoke to Abraham, Hashem spoke to Yitzchak, Hashem speaks to Yosef. And he says to him, "To me, Yosef, things will happen. There is, for instance, Chalom Sar HaOfim. What does this have to do with that? Who needs him? Sar HaMashkim was enough. Why the Sar HaOfim is there? What's happening there? Sar HaOfim Ra'a Kitov Patar. Sar HaMashkim Ra'a Kitov Patar, because each one dreamt the Pitaron Shel Chavero. As then Sar HaMashkim realized that this guy knows what he's saying. Otherwise, who needs the Sar HaOfim there? So he sees from Baal HaChalomot, he becomes Poter HaChalomot. He goes to the next degree. Poter HaChalomot. Poter HaChalomot, these two, they come true. Okay, now there is the next stage. I have to live through the next. I have to Nitzava. I'm still in prison. Two more years. But somebody calls me, Paro calls him, and he realizes, now it comes. Now Nitzava. And it's Poter HaChalomot shel Paro. And he says, "Ve'ata yere Paro ish navon v'chacham v'shitehu al eretz Mitzrayim." 100% that Yosef meant himself. He realized that here it comes. Nobody else knew about it, but he knew it. Ve'ata shev shibolim olot bekane echad. Okay? Kaneh echad is me. Because that's my life. My life, I fall and I stand and I stay standing. I'm not falling anymore. And he goes there and he tells the story to Paro, to Pitaron. Ve'ata yere navo, Paro ish navon v'chacham v'shitehu al eretz Mitzrayim. Who told you to? You were supposed to put a chalomot, that's all. So why do you give advice? You became an advisor to the king? No! Hu patar lo et chalom. Ve'ata yere paro, because you need kane echad. Somebody, one person, should control the whole all Mitzrayim. And that's Yosef. It becomes Yosef. That's one dream. There was another dream, Another dream. The dream of Rav Meir Shapira. Many years ago. Okay? He says, let's do the Daf Yomi. It's, what a dreamer. I said, people will learn that. Yeah, he says, some Talmidei Chachamim, Yeshivot, will learn. No. I want each one should learn Daf Yomi. And he tells the Chafetz Chaim, and he says, I have this dream. What do you think about it? Great idea. He says to him, that's a great idea. So I would like, Rebbe, I would like you to present it to the Knesiyah Gdola. Chafetz Chaim said, no. It's your dream. You are going to present it. I have my dream. I have a Mishnah Berurah. I'm working on it. You are going to present at Hadaf HaYomi, a dream. And we don't have to say what's happening, okay? I used to do the Hadaf HaYomi myself. I did the previous two cycles, I did myself. And now I decided to go to a shiur, because there is shiur in the, why I did it myself, because I like to do it in Hebrew and not in English. And in our shul, they do it in English. It doesn't have the same geschmack, you know? So however, what do? I learn the Daf Yomi myself in the morning, and then I go to shul, and I participate in this. This is a chazara. So maybe this cycle I'll do twice. I'll do myself, and I go to shiur. So I do it twice. So twice I do the Daf Yomi because I don't know how many years, you know, I'll be able to do it. But meanwhile, I can do it. Meanwhile, Admir, Amen. Okay, so this is a dream, comes true. That's Baal HaChalomot. Baal HaChalomot. You don't just dream. Say, okay, it's a nice dream. En chalom bli dvarim b'teilim. Come on. So his mother was not there, so Bilhah was there. Big deal. That's the same thing. However, the entire chalom came true. Now, the achim come to him, and they say to him, well, avicha tziva lifnei moto, ana slachna, hey, no atem shlachtem oti, forget about it. You didn't do it. However, what did they do? They just sold him? And what did you do before? You threw him to the pit. Did you ask permission? Did you ask for forgiveness for that? What did you do to your father for 22 years? He was crying and you stood there and you didn't do anything about it?
You stole my jacket.
That's, you ask me slicha? Did you ask slicha for your father? For my father? I cannot forgive you. I cannot say, oh, I'm okay, you didn't do anything. Yeah, he said, you didn't send me here. Mm-hmm. However, the slicha, you have to ask for everybody who was affected by that. Even my Binyamin. Did you ask slicha for Binyamin that he lost his brother? And he probably also cried? Yesterday I was listening to Rav Y.Y. Jacobson. He gave a shiur about Parashat Vayigash. And he said something very interesting. He put together Yehuda. What a character, Yehuda. Yehuda was also the same kind of person like Yosef, similar. Yehuda fell many times. He made one mistake when Mechirat Yosef. That was one time that he fell. And then the story with Tamar, he fell. So what's happening here to him? He comes up, he gets up and he says, Chatati, it's my, Tzadka, Mimeni. He gets up. A person like this, he's a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva, and he talks to Yosef, and yeah, and I understand you. He was the one who actually was the right person to speak to Yosef or to that person, whoever he is, and tell him the whole story. And he started to tell the whole story from the beginning. You know, Shnemasar Achinu, Yesh Lanu Av Zaken. Well, you already, you know, we know about it. What's the Chiddush here? Yehuda tells him the story of the family. The story of the family from the beginning to the end, up to this point. And every time he says, 13 times he says, Avi, 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 Avi. Here it comes, he felt that he did something to his father. And he tells it to Yosef, my father, my father, my father. Oh, you care about your father. That's very nice. Now you care also about Binyamin. I like that. Now is the time. Now I see that actually ata chozer b'tshuva, you repent, and that was the characteristic of Yehuda. Yehuda means ode, hapam ode et Hashem, and I said thank you, and also mode, mode bechet, mode bechet. He admits he did something wrong. So that's his character, his name. He lives by his name. And like Yosef, who Asaf, Asaf Elokim et Cherpati, who Yosef et Atvua shel Mitzrayim to support the whole world. So Yehuda did the same thing. So we see here that Yehuda actually talked to Yosef and he understood what's going on. So that fly that flew over there, you know, you have so many details here. You can take the whole story and put it together and you can see how things come together, comes true and to a point. And it's a beautiful point. The finish, even though they went to Galut, to Mitzrayim, but it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story and life of a person. And it's actually, all of us feel the same way, I guess. When we come here to learn here by Rav Levin, Shlita, it's a mechaya. We sit down here and we drink some Torah, some Navi, lo chashuv ma she'anachnu lomdim, whatever we learn, it's something that comes through. My dream was also, I will be able to learn myself without any preparation for class or whatever. I want to matay esei gam anochi lebeiti, le'atzmi. And I enjoy myself. I don't know, I may take a vacation here once in a while. And I already, we were thinking about going to Florida, and I realized that there is Florida for a week or two, whatever. There is a kollel there. I'll go there. I mean, it's no problem. It's no problem. You just have to have a dream and do it. And do it. And that's it. והשאר, הקדוש ברוך הוא יעשה, אלוקים יענה את שלומנו. We should really succeed whatever we want to do and enjoy what we want to do. And then I know that, I don't know if you know, a few days ago, my daughter and my wife got together and they said, we have to celebrate our husband's Daf Yomi, Siyum Shel Daf Yomi. Because my daughter's husband also, my son-in-law, also finished the Daf Yomi. And I finished the Daf Yomi. So they got together, we went to a restaurant, they bought the entire family was there, was a quite a surprise. And we came there and I can see the two women, Kala, you know, my daughter and my wife. It was a beautiful thing. And everybody was talking. My grandchildren were there and they were talking. And they, you know, it's something to remember. It's something like this. It's kama alumati v'gam nitzava. You know? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I wish everybody Shabbat Shalom. בהצלחה, בהצלחה בכל מה שאנחנו עושים.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, I think that's it. It's the Horowitz. How about a chish?
Give me your life history.
Rabbi Michal, maybe a short? No?
Shalom. Give me your brother's
voice. Yeah,
okay,
we have Mr. Free.
Just a very, very, very
okay,
quick. This is I heard from Rabbi Yelworth a few years ago.